VentureCast.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pop culture. Subculture. Music. Horror. Sex. Politics. Art. And overall bad ass.
This is Society 13. Redefining podcasting.
Music.
Horror.
Subculture.
And overall bad ass. Welcome to Kettle Whistle Radio. With your host Dave and Sean.
You know what that means, don't you? The long-awaited interview with Dick Valentine of Electric Six. Been trying to get him for a while, and we finally got him. Doesn't do many interviews. What can I say? I had a great time, and he is a fantastic individual, lots of fun, and we had very limited time here, so you have to pardon the rushing of questions, but we had a loop of maybe 25 minutes to get this done. So I hope you enjoy it.
Why do we care?
It's my desire. It's my desire. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, or when we kiss. Danger, danger. It's high voltage. Or when we touch, when we kiss, when we touch. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, or when we kiss. Danger, danger. High voltage when we touch, when we kiss, when we touch, when we kiss, no more.
Checking the levels right now. Say anything.
Say anything.
And
it's a movie starring John Cusack.
Very good. Very good. Okay. We're going to get right into it, folks. We have very limited time here, ladies and gentlemen, out of Detroit, Michigan, but not from there. I just learned. We have Mr. Dick Valentine of Electric Six. Scream, yell, whatever you're doing in your room right now. Mr. Valentine.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. This is I've never done nothing like this. Nobody ever reached out and touched me like this before.
Come on now.
Nobody wants to get to know me. I'm a pariah.
A pariah. Well, I'll say this. When I met you, that's kind of the persona that you had. You just came off of a tour the end of last year, correct?
We kind of tour all the time. You're actually catching me in the middle of the longest break that I've ever had in the 15 years of doing this. We kind of did that by design. I got two kids now, and White Wolf has a kid, and we thought that our band would be naturally put out to pasture, just naturally occurring that, somebody would just end this band, and it doesn't, 2017, 2018 were two of the busiest years we've ever had, so we kind of looked at that and said, if we want to see our kids, we actually have to turn down work, so that's kind of what we did. So I have 5 months off for the first time ever, and it's great.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate you doing this. Huge fan. I met you during the Switzerland tour. You were in the Pittsburgh area, Mr. Smalls. You're really cool with the fans at the merch booth. You took a picture with me, and you yelled at me because I gave you the only thing I had was a piece of paper. So you signed it saying, "Why paper?" And I'll never forget that.
I already forgot that.
Yeah, I'm sure you forgot that night.
I miss playing Mr. Smalls. That's for sure. It was the best best backstage in America. I mean, it was just, you got the rectory, the entire rectory to yourself.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Club Cafe. I like playing there a lot. I miss the backstage of Mr. Smalls.
Yeah, you and Al Jorgensen. He apparently likes it back there too.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to like. It was pretty cool.
So, listen, man, I saw 7 minutes of your movie, Roulette Kings of Metro Detroit. How do we see this film? I mean, I'm willing to buy this thing. Is it somebody we had to contribute to get?
We've done these Kickstarters, and we make the content exclusive to people who backed it, and we're kind of religious about it. I mean, that said, I mean, there might be one on eBay somewhere, or... it won't come through us. I mean, we want to make sure that we honor the people who backed us during the Kickstarter campaign. I mean, I'm not like trying to shame you or anything. We maybe didn't know the campaign, but we're just we don't make any exceptions because it's Pandora's box. You know what I mean?
Like, I do.
I'm sure there's a way to see it. It's just you're asking us is the last way to go about it.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. I'm just a rabid fan, and you're very hard to keep up with because there's something new constantly. Like you said, you never have time. every time I turn around, there's something I missed, and I'm still catching up with the Bride of the Devil, of course. I'm living and loving on Bitch Don't Let Me Die.
Oh wow, that's funny.
I love it.
Thank you. Thanks. I mean, you know, it's funny you do this many albums, and you know, people always, you know, it surprises me to hear the, you know, people's favorites. I mean, it's you know, I think we're on 14 albums now. We're taking this year off of doing a studio record. We have every intention of getting back to it. I'm doing a solo album this year. We have some things cooking, some interesting things coming down the pipe. So, we thought it'd be a good idea to take time off, and you can hear my kid in the background.
I do.
That's why.
That's all right, man. That's all right. Good excuse to not do anything. I want to ask you, well, first, you know, we're going to play a song real quick right off of the new one. We're going to play the opener, because what better way to start an album? quite the obvious. all right. Thanks for listening, folks. And that was the opener. And let me ask you, when does that song play on the album? I'm just curious.
I haven't listened to that album in a long time.
That was a trick question. Yeah. It was the opening song. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought it was the first song, but I couldn't be sure. So.
All right. Well, I love that song. Real quick question. Same album. Worm is in the Wood. Is that an Absinthe reference?
You know what's funny about that is, what can I get you, baby? What can I get you? What's funny about that is that is actually the name of the demo. The White Wolf, our guitar player, like, he did the music for that, and he just called the demo "The Worm in the Wood," and then I threw the lyrics at it, and then somehow, when people were like, editing and mixing and all that, we just never bothered to change the name of the demo. on the, you know, there's nothing, like, the lyrics have nothing to do with a worm or a wood or anything, and it was just one of those things where, I was like, fuck it, that's a fine title.
Hey, typical Electric Six style. That's what I like.
If you think about it, I guess it should be called tape together or something like that. But it just stayed Worm in the Wood. That was the name of the demo.
Well, all right. I want to ask you this because you told me this in confidence when I saw you. I asked you the big question, which was, who is your biggest influence? And you told me Talking Heads.
Yeah, I mean. Pretty much. I mean, I'm not cool, and I'm not like a metal guy at all. Like, I'm Slayer! You know, I've never been into like, even though our band has featured like that, those kinds of guitar sounds and those styles. I mean, where I'm coming from is I just like the nerdy front man. I mean, to me, like the concept of being cool is just, it's never been for me, and David Byrne kind of encapsulated that. Like he did this thing, and it was very cool in its own way, but it's not like jean jacket cool,
right?
It's nerdy cool, and so that's, I always like that. All six of us have different influences, and, people have their own ways to approach music, and it all comes together. That's the great thing about a 6-man band is, you have that many influences and that many directions to draw from.
Absolutely. And forget about it, folks. If you don't know who the Electric Six are, disco punk. The way I looked at it, some of my favorite bands, you kind of have the idea of Les Claypool meets the Dead Milkmen, which I enjoy both that culmination of zaniness with a front man that is just plain zany. Do you call yourself zany? That's just the perfect word for you.
I call myself nervous. Honestly, I just go up there and I try to have a good time. That's always been the objective of this band is, to this day, it just, when people start taking it seriously, like either outside of the band or within the band, within the band, it's the worst. Like, we've seen a lot of people like join our band, like they want to get out of like quote unquote being in a serious band. They like, and then like after years go by, like they suddenly want to take music seriously again, and like you're in the wrong band for that. And then they get really angry, maybe I can make this band more serious if I get angry. You need to leave.
Time to go.
I always wanted this band to just be fun, like, you know, have like 5 shots of tequila and 4 beers and get on stage. That's basically all I ever wanted to do.
Well, I have a question on my wife's behalf because she's a huge fan. Do you design your own capes? And you know what I'm talking about, Showtime.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. My wife did all the capes for Showtime and Heartbeats and Brainwaves and Kill and Flashy and my cape period, I guess. She's very, very, very crafty. She's very skilled at things like that. So, you know, we had a lot of fun doing those capes.
I mean, honestly, when I met you, you said like you were just in the midst of label change that day, I believe it was during Switzerland. And I was a little upset. I was just like, hey, what's going to happen? You're like, don't worry, man. We always bounce back.
Yeah, I mean, I if you're talking about Switzerland, that's our third record. I mean, we were just in survival mode then. I had no idea that it would, that I'd be doing this in year 2019,
right.
There's never been any preconceived idea of like how long this was going to go, or it just happened. And we just always kind of planned 6 months at a time, 1 year at a time. Every January we check in and like, do we want to do an album this year? And, do we want to keep going? And, it was always been a pool of 6 people that want to do it. It's a great job. We have way more fun than we have, you know, like negatives or, you know, that sort of stuff. And you know, we've understood what buttons we can and can't push out of each other as the years go by. And it's worked out.
Well, we're going to play another song here. I'd like for you to pick it before we go to one last break.
Does it have to be off the new album?
No way, man. No, I have the whole catalog, so it's up to you.
Dude, off the last time we did How Dare You, we have a song called Routine Cocooning. I just love that song so much. So, yeah, that's my jam there.
Okay, on off of Bride of the Devil?
How Dare You.
How Dare
You? The second to last song off How Dare You.
You got it.
That one came in my auto shuffle the other day, and I'm like, this song is the best. We got to play it live. We never will.
You never will.
At least we can play it on your show.
And you never will. All right, here we go, folks. The only place you'll hear this song.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll get
right back with Dick Valentine. You want to tell us real quick what the song's about?
Routine Cocooning is a bunch of words that came together, I'm heavily into ASMR videos. You know about ASMR? I don't know if you know, but it's this thing on YouTube where at first, historically, it was hot girls would do soothing sounds, they'd brush your face with their makeup brushes or things, and it's designed to put you to sleep. You know, it's designed to soothe you and relax you. It's called auto sensory something ASMR, and French girls. It's a beauty routine called Routine Cocooning, and so I discovered that via ASMR videos. I don't know what it means. I just like those two words, routine cocooning. It's only with the French girls. I don't know what cocooning is in French. Or, I know what a routine is, but routine is a French word. But anyway, so I just had those two words in my head, routine cocooning, and that became the song.
Well, you might have a really interesting surprise next time you're in France. Okay, folks, we'll get right back to you. Thanks for listening.
dark, but you should be. There are things that dwell here in the dark. Things best left unseen.
With the initial smoke clear from the fall of tomorrow, the blood now flows even thicker with dwelling in the dark. 11 stories. All bits of the same mysterious puzzle, fitting together with horrific parallels to its predecessor. Get ready for new, truly terrifying tales set in the broken world from the fall of tomorrow. Take a closer look at what's now dwelling in the dark. If you dare. Available on Amazon in traditional print and ebook. Get your copy today. Visit www.fairlydarkproductions.com for more info on the author and his work.
Welcome to Big Burger. Can I take your order?
Yeah, give me 2 big burgers, 2 spasm shakes, 1 big brown eye, 2 full lip, and a small boy. That'll be it.
Come on, Dick. You have to admit this is more fun than wielding Paul Young records or getting a paper cut from a Danzig comic book.
Okay, halfway through a sandwich. And like I said, all the best conversations happen off the air. I'm with Dick Valentine from Electric Six. Long time waiting. Huge fan coming over here. I've been here. My God, I've been a fan for too long. And Dick, I got to ask you this. Can I call you Dick? down at McDonald's, okay, this is the one. If you don't know who Electric Six is, I think you should watch this video. Are you paying homage? Is this an anthem, the ultimate anthem to the fast food workers globally?
Well, what inspired that song was an Onion article. I just remember it was something like Purgatory on Earth discovered at downtown Oakland, California McDonald's. And it was just like that was the concept of that is the definition of purgatory on Earth was that McDonald's, and it was all the pictures of there's wrappers and ketchup stains everywhere, like the trash is overflowing, and there's all these gangster rappers like in the background, and like it's like just a terrible place to be in. So that was kind of the inspiration. I wanted to have that kind of McDonald's, and so what the song is about is just like a regular run-of-the-mill random Joe trying to enjoy his Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's, and then it just turns into a rap battle all around, and then he gets sucked in and like almost like Stockholm syndrome, like becomes a member of the crew. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah, I think you'd be surprised who Electric Six fans are and where they're hiding. I listened to a guy, you probably know this radio host, his name is Ron Bennington on Sirius XM Radio. And the other day, he's a well-renowned guy, you have to know this guy, he's from Philly, but he does XM. His daughter, who's part of the show, Gail Bennington, started just saying Fire in the Taco Bell one day. And I called in, I was like, are you quoting Electric Six lyrics? She's like, I love that band. So there you go.
Yeah, we're kind of a quiet legendary band at this point. Like, I mean, I'm always shocked at who knows about us, because my day-to-day life doesn't. I don't feel like I'm somebody that you know a lot of people know. But it's a quiet kind of fame. I like that.
Well, definitely. And I mean, no matter what kind of mood you're in, it doesn't matter. I throw that CD in, and yes, folks, I still have CDs. I throw that CD in and I'm smiling. I don't care what it is. Improper dancing down at McDonald's. It doesn't matter. And just, you know, deval to eval. It just makes me laugh. It's what rock and roll is supposed to do as far as I'm concerned. But I want to ask you real quick here. Who is your go-to girl or guy that you depend on for everything, right, when you turn around at the end of the day?
Musically, I'm a married man.
Yeah, put you on the spot there.
We got 2 kids. We're a good team, she and I. I think that's the easy answer right there.
Okay.
But I'm always, I'm an only child. I've always been kind of a loner. So, you know, while I depend on my wife to get the family going and all that, you know, I'm also kind of self-sufficient. Hey, what are you doing? Don't eat that paper. And then I got a 15-month-old daughter who's you know, teaching her the ways of nutrition, and don't eat that paper either. All right. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm a pretty boring person off stage, so that's the general answer right there.
Well, okay.
Don't eat that paper. None of this paper should be.
So you have a tour tour coming up soon?
In March, yeah.
Okay.
March 14th. So I still got some time off. Yeah, working on my solo record. I've got five of those too, mostly acoustic, but this one's got more going on than just like acoustic guitar. So it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be the best one of my solo efforts. And then after the E6 tour, then I go to UK and Ireland and do like a month of solo acoustic shows in like cafes and stuff and pubs. And I do that as often as I can. I love doing that.
That's fantastic. Now, I know you did appear at one of the Lollapaloozas in Chicago, didn't you, a while ago?
That would have been 2007, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. How did that go down? Did you actually meet Perry and all that? Or?
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you a little busy there.
I don't think I met him, but I saw him driving around in a golf cart.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
How did the crowd react to you guys?
You know, I think it was good. I mean, it's so long ago now. We've done a lot of festivals like that. You know, I think it went well.
Cool.
Yeah, I remember having a good time. I remember seeing Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy backstage, so I was kind of starstruck. But other than that,
all right. Well, we're not going to take up too much of your time here. You want to tell folks how they can find you and get all your stuff and merch?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, well, I'm on Facebook, Dick Valentine. I do a lot of extracurricular stuff. Like I write these detective novels, these pornographic detective novels that I've narrated into audiobook form. I have solo records. The Electric Six is just electric6.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram and all that. And you know, everybody, not just me, everybody in the band is doing stuff on their own. A lot of side projects and stuff. So it's a good collective, and we're back on the road in March.
Very cool. I hope I can catch you, man. I hope you get some Pittsburgh dates. Really look forward to seeing you. Got to get a new shirt too. I didn't see shirts on your website. You got any new ones?
I think we do have online merch. I don't really handle all that stuff.
All right, I'm gonna let you go because sounds like you have another Valentine in the background there.
Yeah, man.
Listen, I really appreciate you doing this. You're always welcome back. And just one more thing, I gotta know, the boxing gloves and Abraham Lincoln with Gay Bar, was that all you?
What are you talking about?
Your Gay Bar video, dressed like Abraham Lincoln.
I haven't watched that in 15 years. I mean, yeah, I'm in the video. I don't. There were boxing gloves in the video.
Yeah, they were on you.
Yeah, again, I would have to go back and watch it.
That's fine.
We did that video in 2003, so I'll take
I know. It kind of grabs attention. That's all I'm saying. All right, hey, Dick Valentine, thank you so much for doing this. I hope to talk again. Hope to see you sooner than that on tour.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Money on electric light, handing over your last dollar just to make the I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electric Acid.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters.
Leadership matters.
Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today.
Electric Acid.